SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump addressing tens of thousands of people today in Las Vegas, and he quickly blasted the current commander-in-chief.
We're going to knock off the Biden crime family as a Biden family of crime, including the fact that they've weaponized the Department of Justice like has never happened in this country.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton sparing no words concerning the Trump conviction in New York City. He says one of the strongest grounds for an appeal is the mere fact that the judge paid political contributions to anti-Trump organizations.
It is the black letter law in New York, as in most states, that a sitting judge cannot make political contributions. Judge Marchand would have been guilty of that wrongdoing and breaking that law, even if he had never sat on Donald Trump's case. No sitting judge should be contributing money to partisan political candidates.
Also at SRNnews.com, sickness on a major cruise ship.
Officials say over 70 passengers on a Celebrity Cruises ship got sick due to a norovirus outbreak. 68 guests and 5 crew members aboard the Celebrity Summit reported being ill during the cruise. Earlier this year, another norovirus outbreak was reported on a Celebrity Cruises ship that left nearly 100 people sick.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he'll vote in November against a ballot amendment to legalize recreational pot in his state. He says it's a deeply personal decision for him based on his late brother's long history of addiction. Shooting in Sioux Falls, South Dakota neighborhood, leaving 3 people dead, 2 wounded over the weekend. Police say they do have a suspect in custody. This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office validating the measure for the November general ballot. It will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on the question. 24 states have now legalized pot for recreational purposes. Ohio voters, the most recent. This is SRN News. It is exactly what many athletes are not looking forward to, and that's because Paris wants an AC-free Olympics. Bernie Bennett says visiting nations aren't too happy.
For all the steps Paris organizers have taken to put on the greenest Olympics ever, their boldest measure pertains to the dorms in the athletes' village. The rooms don't have air conditioning. Because of other cooling measures, organizers have assured the athletes won't need it. Officials say that with the right habits, like closing shades during the day, temperatures inside the dorms won't exceed 79 degrees Fahrenheit. But in a farcical turn, when the games start next month, an Olympic village designed to showcase sustainability will be more of an energy hog than organizers had hoped. That's because portable air conditioning units will be everywhere, wheeled in, shipped in, ordered by visiting countries that want their athletes to sleep well and perform at the highest level, even if it means a larger carbon footprint. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.